And good afternoon, and welcome to Angel Answers with yours truly, your host. I'm Amy Toy, and we have a great topic today for today's show. I will not be here next week. I have some obligations, so we're going to kind of do the Archangel of the Month today, and that will be Archangel Michael. And then if we have time, we're going to get into avoiding negativity into every area of your life. Before I begin the topic, though, I have a few announcements. Like I said, the show for next Monday will not be, it will be a repeat, and I'm going to do unforgiveness. We started our forgiveness series, so we're going to start that. So, when I chose to cover Archangel Michael for the month of March, I am excited that our first, well, you will have our first, first author of the show. Her name is Lynn Woodland, featuring her book, Making Miracles. Miss Woodland's book is coming out. I'm supposed to be getting a complimentary copy, and she's scheduled for the March 19th show, so I will give you more details in the upcoming weeks, and I'm very excited about that because this book looks really great, and she has a wonderful background as an energy healer. A couple of other things, a great movie that I encountered on Marianne Williamson's Facebook page entitled Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take? Now, this movie is a documentary. It's not a conventional documentary. In fact, it talks about using the existing energy here on Earth and how our current system of things is an illusion. And so I'd really like for you to tune in, and it's on YouTube. They have a trailer. Like I said, it's called Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take? And they have a website that I looked over today. I haven't looked at seen the movie yet, but the previews look really good. The 3.5-minute trailer, like I said, on YouTube is www.thrivemovement.com. So take a look at that. And our caller last week, Brett, had talked, asked me about prophecies. So maybe we can do a future show on prophecies once I get together with my master guide, Jeremy. And speaking of websites, if you wish to have a private reading with me, please see www.angelanswers11.com, or you can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. You can also look at the BBS profile. Like I said, please feel free to reach me with any questions, comments, or to schedule a private reading. I also have a Facebook page if you'd like to like me. It's Angel Answers with Amy. Or you can Twitter, I'm on Twitter, @AngelAnswers11. I also have a blog page which is up and running, and that's angelanswers11.wordpress.com. We're still in the process of attaching the blog. Like I said, I have some personal obligations that I'm doing, so everything in due time. So anyway, at the last half of the show, I will be taking calls, and the phone numbers for that is inside the U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008, or outside the U.S. and Canada, the area code is 530-413-4522. So this topic, we're going to start off with the Archangel of the Month, which is Archangel Michael. He is one of my favorite guys. I work with Archangel Michael frequently. He is usually pasted to my side when I'm encountering any negativity. Now, when I sense Archangel Michael, he's a fiery energy, and he usually is depicted with a symbolic sword. Usually he cuts away the negativity, and he's an angel of protection. So his name means who is like God. And I love Archangel Michael. His energy is very warm. I'm not through menopause yet, but sometimes I feel like I'm having a hot flash when he's called in. You know, some of the archangels that we've discussed, like Gabriel, Michael is also mentioned in the Bible. He is mentioned by the prophet Daniel in the book of Daniel. Now, in the Bible, I've studied the Bible many years. That's why I bring this kind of in. It's part of my background. Is Daniel is part of the books of the prophets. There's Ezekiel, there's Zechariah, there's Daniel. Daniel was of the time of the Babylonians. Daniel used to have these visions, and he saw the symbolic war in heaven between Michael and God and Satan. So he had this vision, and it's depicted in the book of Daniel. Michael is also mentioned in the book of Revelations as leading, like I said, the angelic forces against Satan in heaven. That symbolic war, that apocalyptic war that they talk about. I I've not really asked my guide about this yet. I'd like to do a show, like I said, on prophecies, and I'd like to ask my guide about these books of the Bible because this is what I grew up with. So it'd be interesting to see what he has to say or what my Ascended Master guide has to say, and he's pretty straightforward. So I'm sure he would love to mention that. So also, like I said, in the Bible, there's also a little, but they call an epistle of Jude. Jude is not a Judas. It's another apostle of Jude. Judas mentions Michael as the archangel. So if you would like to look these up on your own, Michael is referenced in the book of, also actually Joshua, I forgot about that. When Joshua was after the prophet Moses died, there's the five books of the Pentateuch, Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Now there's two more, Numbers. And they talk about that Joshua led the Israelites out of Israel out of Egypt into the promised. Well, Moses did, and then Joshua took over. So he talks about that as well in the book, the Bible passages. So Daniel 10, chapters 13 through 21, 12, 1, Revelations 12, 7 through 9, Jude 1, 9, and then Joshua 5, 13 through 15. I just, like I said, I want to bring that background in. So Archangel Michael's feast day in the Christian religions of Catholicism is September 29th. And on a more practical level, I believe that Archangel Michael is here to help us. I mean, every of the angels, archangels that we talk about, like I said, there's different realms. And let me explain that there's the guardian angels that guard us. That's our guardian angels. We come in with three. Like I said, because of, you know, as children, we bump into things or we hit our head. You know, kids are bouncing off the walls here. You don't even need to give them sugar. They're just bouncing off things. So you have the kids that, you know, you have these archangels, three of them. When you come in, I think around two or three, then you're up, down, left at two. And that's what I usually read when I read you. I have archangels that I can pick up on. I mean, I guardian angels that I can pick up on. And then I will talk to you about, you know, who your angels are, because sometimes you have a vibration. Like I said, they're androgynous or have no sexual orientation. But each archangel has different functions and or duties, and they're here to help us as well. They're higher than the guardian angels. They work and they have their different duties, and like Chris, we did a show when we first started with Chris, and he talked about the angels of the four directions. And Michael is one of them. Michael is an angel of protection. Sometimes you can draw strength and courage from Michael. Clears negativity, which we will talk about later. There's many different things you can use Archangel Michael. And I like Archangel Michael, especially before I get on the psychic line. I have a little prayer, which I'll bring up in a moment, which helps clear up my negativity, if there's any negativity. As a psychic, as an intuitive, as an angel reader, I like to get rid of the negativity when I get on the lines, because I may bring my own stuff, which I don't want to do, that's unprofessional. And if there's too much stuff that's going on, I don't log on, because I don't want that negativity to come in my readings. But usually I'll say a prayer to Archangel Michael. And like I said, he can be used to be a protection. Usually I envision Michael with his magical sword cutting through negativity and then protection that comes forth if there's harm to us. Now, we have seven chakras, and above your navel is a solar plexus chakra. That houses fear. And when my clients call me, if they're feeling a little fearful above their navel, the solar plexus area, that's like in the middle of your stomach almost, you feel that kind of sponge, like that fearful butterflies, not the butterflies in the stomach maybe, it's that fear. That's usually your own fear. It's not something you're picking up on. That is something calling Archangel Michael to clear as well. So, like I said, there's different ways. Like whenever I'm feeling fearful or negative, I invoke Archangel Michael with a little prayer that was given to me. One of my guides, I heard it one day, and I started saying it, and I started developing this prayer. And this is a prayer that I pass along to clients, and I'm going to pass this along on you as well. It's an easy prayer, and if you're feeling like a negative situation or you're feeling a toxic environment and you can't get out of it, this is a good prayer to kind of call in Archangel Michael. Like I said, you might feel a warm flash of energy. Sometimes you may see blue or purple specks. I've never seen that myself. I'm more clairsentient when it comes to the angels. I can feel them. But I have seen Archangel Michael with his sword. So so I know he's around. And the prayer goes like this: Archangel Michael, guard me, guide me, and protect me from any negativity that may come my way. Keep it at bay. So there's a little rhyme there. Archangel Michael, guard me, guide me, and protect me from any negativity that may come my way. Keep it at bay. So keep it at bay. Keep it away from me. And sometimes if there's negativity that's being sent your way, you can alter the last couple lines of the prayer. I do that, especially if I'm feeling like there was discussed in a show prior, and I'll repeat it. Sometimes if you feel like someone's stabbing you in the back, or you feel like someone's talking about you, gossiping, or sending negative energy your way, right below your left shoulder blade, that's your left is your female side, right is your male side. So if it's a female coworker or a female friend, you're under your left shoulder blade, you feel that negativity. So you can alter the prayer and say, Archangel Michael, guard me, guide me, and protect me from any negativity that may come my way. Send it on its way. So send it on its way, keep it at bay. It's all the same thing. You don't even have to say, if you don't want to learn a prayer with some people, Archangel Michael, come and get me. Or Archangel Michael, come and protect me. Just call him in. He'll come in. He'll kind of protect you. He'll cut through that mustard. He'll cut through that stuff. And that's a good way to kind of shield, you know, kind of get rid of the negativity. So once you do that, it can be sent its way in a loving way. You don't want to, and when you're sending negativity away, you kind of want to be careful where you don't want to say, oh, send it, and you're angry at it. Send it away. Go away. You know, don't. Try to keep it, say, I release it with love and just send it on its way. Just take it away. And we have what we call etheric cords. Now, cords are imaginary cords, and I can see them intuitively when I'm doing a reading, or I can feel it. If someone is, I feel, sucking my energy, or I'm feeling drained, what I'll do is I'll take the cords and I'll call in Archangel Michael to remove those cords and send them away with love back to their source. It's especially if you're having a tough time, like detaching from something or situation, you want to send those cords away. And it does help when you're dealing with negativity. And like I said, you want to release that with love and then feel in the cord where on your body, in your energy, with gold light. And we'll talk about that in a moment. So there's also some, we're going to talk about shielding. Now, shielding helps you when you're in an extremely negative situation or toxic environment. You know, we work, you know, a lot of people will call me with work environments that they're empathic, which means they pick up on other people's emotions, meaning empathic would be a good example of someone. You're in a good mood. Let's say you get up and you're feeling good. It's a sunny day like it is in Western New York today, and it's nice out. And you feel spring is coming, and you get up and you go to work. And then all of a sudden, you get into your work environment, and you're like, oh, my God, you just feel negative, and you're feeling angry, or you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling drained. That's because you're walking in to other people's negativity. And when you're an empath, you're like a sponge. You just grab all the negativity, and you need to kind of drain yourself out. So a good rule of thumb to practice in that kind of situation is before you hit the ground and know you're aware of it, first of all, you got to be aware of it. Kind of check in with yourself and say, why am I feeling this way? You know it's not you, it's other people. And sometimes it's usually someone in particular. And you may have to shield yourself, which means you have to surround yourself with white light. This works sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on where you're at in your spiritual development. Now, I used to shield myself a lot when I was in a... I knew I was coming towards the end of my legal career as a paralegal. And this big law firm that I was working in, I was doing the psychic stuff on the side. And I had my business, and I knew intuitively I had to go on from this place. And I'm sitting there one day, and just the negativity was coming in waves. And I had to put white light around myself. Plus, I had to do gold light. Some people don't do that, but I did, and I had to keep that negativity away from myself. And sometimes it's better for you to kind of practice these techniques as you're looking for a new job. Now, I know sometimes in this job market it may be difficult, it may not. It all depends on what your personal perception of it is. Really, it is. Some people just kind of go off and do their own thing and create the job they want. And we're going to do a show on affirmations, prophecy, a lot of different shows. I'm trying to line up different guests for the show, so we'll go into that later, but that depends on what your personal perception is. So you go into this office, you know, in this environment, and you surround yourself with white light or gold light, and that's great. That helps. But you come home, and sometimes things stick to you. Another good thing is I love doing the mirror method, the full-length mirror facing out. A friend of mine taught me this. I had forgotten about this technique because I didn't think. If you're dealing with someone in particular and you need to reflect back to them what they need to learn, maybe it's someone who's a gossip, or maybe it's someone who's just speaking negatively about everybody in general, and you just go and you, this person, oh, I had this one woman I used to work with. I used to call her, her name was Chris, but we used to call her Christine, Stephen King's car, Christine, you know, the red car that used to light up and run your butt over. That's what I would call this one woman. I would just go in her presence, and I knew that she was the most negative thing walking. So I would call her Christine Stephen King's car, you know. I use humor to temper these things in the past. But anyway, I would use the white light, and the gold light, I'd still come home, and I would feel so drained from this person. So if you have to still kind of be in a work environment due to economic circumstances or financial circumstances, a good rule of thumb is the full-length mirror. So you take the mirrors facing outward, not inward. You want to face the mirror. So you take four full-length mirrors on each side of the body, face them out to that person. And it's almost funny because when you kind of reflect back to them what they need, you kind of have a little giggle, like, you know, yeah, I got something I knew, you don't. And it's almost like you're taking your power back. And you reflect back to them, sometimes become angrier, which is what this person did. She hated my guts, and I didn't like her either. I send her love now. But we wish her well in her endeavors. So anyway, you envision these full-length mirrors, and you face them out. And it's really cool. But sometimes that doesn't work. You know, like I said, you got to come home from this place you're working. And sometimes prayer works. I used to just pray for the their highest and best good come to them. Marian Williamson, she's a wonderful lady that I love to listen to. She talks about praying for the person for 30 days for their highest and best good. You pray for that person, and usually your attitude towards them kind of shifts. That's what a miracle is. It's a shift of perception from fear to love. And that's about our own personal perception. So pray for that person for 30 days and see what happens. I did, but then I got a new job, so that was cool with me and the Chris person. I wish that person well. So anyway, if you still have to go into you come home from a toxic environment, so you pray for the person, you wish them, keep sending them love, pink light, surround them in pink light, and that they speak spiritually. One woman told me, which I thought was interesting, I learned this technique from this wonderful lady who also does angels. She said, pray for that hot person's highest and best good that they speak spiritual truth. So you surround them with the white light, the gold light, and then the pink light, that so they can speak spiritual truth. So I thought that was a pretty cool little trick. I mean, these little tricks you can take or leave, but they're things I've used and I've worked with throughout the years. So I do test these techniques out myself, and I do use them. Another good thing to do, and we talked about this before, I'm sure, about Epsom salt or sea salt. Salt is a curative. And when you're doing house cleansing, calling in Archangel Michael to cleanse the house, and sometimes you can take Epsom salts or sea salts and surround the house. Epsom salts are better than sea salts. They're a little bit more inexpensive. They're the same thing. But you go around the house, and it's like imaginary, you know, it helps with, you know, protection. And also putting, like, grains of salt on your windowsills and cleaning your mirrors and your windows with vinegar, to help kind of keep the negative, you know, spirits out. But for your personal persons right now, you want to take an Epsom or a sea salt bath. I like I said, the Epsom salt. It's a great soak for 15 to 20 minutes, hot as you can stand the water, and it's good for your muscles, too. Just take like a half a cup, throw it in the tub, and just listen to whatever nice music and relax, candles. If people drink, have a glass of wine. I can't do it anymore, so, because as you get more spiritually advanced, sometimes the alcohol doesn't mix well with you, so that's, you know, that's one good thing to do if you want to get all that negativity off. And then if you have to take a shower afterwards, now some people don't like baths, My fiance doesn't. I've tried to get him to do Epsom salt, but he worked at this negative place, his last, the job before this one. And it was real negative. He'd come home and you could just feel the grime, you know, the negativity. Remember Slimer from Ghostbusters? You know, I liken that to being slimed. And I'd say, you're slimed by Slimer. He'd just look at me like, whatever. But Epsom salt baths also helps with a negative work environment. And so, like I said, if you hate showers, and take like, sometimes I had one, couple times I've had the one line I work, it's a negative environment, you know, negative reading. A lot of people call who are depressed or have a lot of problems. Take a shower, pretend like all that grime is going down the drain and you're sending it off and you're sending it well. A good hot shower does wonders. It does. It kind of loosens your energy up. It helps with drain it, you know. When you're doing this work, sometimes it's very draining. And if you're psychic yourself or you're developing, this is good to just kind of go down the drain. So like I said, it's always good to call an Archangel Michael with any situation. And that prayer does help. And you can say, hey, Archangel Michael, help me during this situation. I always call an Archangel Michael to, you know, just send the negativity back its way. Now, since I found this out, there actually a client of mine, I forgot about this, maybe it's selective memory, it's Mercury's going retrograde, which means it appears to being backwards in the sky. When Mercury does go haywire backwards, and that, I believe, starts, we're in the shadow period, I believe, but it officially goes retrograde, I believe March 12th or something to that, around that date. It's been rumored, actually Doreen Virtue talks about in one of her books, Ascended Masters and Guides, Archangels and Ascended Masters. She talks about using Archangel Michael to be called in for electronic equipment. I have had to do that the past couple of weeks, actually. I think as being an intuitive, Mercury affects us sooner. I didn't even think before the shadow period, so when we're in the middle of it, it's like, okay, come on, let's go. I'll call in Archangel Michael. Like today I had my laptop, like, you know, freezes up like, you know, every 5 minutes. So I call an Archangel Michael, and that usually helps. Some people believe in it, some people don't. I personally have used Archangel Michael to help me with that. So, you know, that's a good rule of thumb to use him on that as well. Archangel Michael, I feel, has a lot of good use. He is a wonderful Archangel to work with. Like I said, he is awesome. He is really a great angel to work with, and especially when you're working with negativity and you have a negative environment. And when that happens, it is so hard in today's world. And in the next hour, like I said, we're going to be taking calls in about a few minutes. We're going to be taking a 5-minute break in a few minutes. So I'm going to repeat the phone numbers for you to reach out if you want some angel messages. I have my angels already. They're rubbing their hands together. They're ready to be, you know, used and utilized. And next segment, we'll talk about, if we have time, how to eliminate negativity. And there's some personal experiences that actually recently happened to me the past couple of years where we can talk about that and really use that. And maybe through my experience, or maybe you have an experience with negativity and how maybe you have a technique that I haven't mentioned. Like I said, I'm open. We learn from each other here. It's not something that is just I'm the guru. I'm not. I'm just telling you techniques that I've learned. And so to call in for angel messages, the phone number is 1-888-627-6008, and that's within the U.S. and Canada. And outside the U.S. and Canada, and it's international callers, there it goes, 530-413-4522. Like I said, the angels are ready for you. We will be taking a break in a few minutes. And what I love about working, my hope in creating the show is to educate you on the use of the archangels and the different angels. If you have any suggestions for future topics, I'd love to hear from you as well. I'm AngelicAmy at 35@gmail.com. Maybe there's something you want to hear about. We're going to be maybe talking about some controversial topics coming in later spring about the angels and what is our perception of different like gay marriage. Maybe we'll have a show about abortion, about what is the metaphysical viewpoint about that. Addictions. I'm trying to get someone from a couple different organizations on. Our schedules have not been coordinated. So With that, we're going to be taking a 5-minute break, and like I said, the phone numbers to reach me is 1-888-627-6008, and out in the international callers is 530-413-4522. We'll talk to you in about 5 minutes.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth. BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Spider Turner, and you can buy my music at CDBaby.com. Pick me up, check me out. Ah, yeah, BBSRadio.com. BBSRadio.com, your source to a world of inspiring information, removing fear through communication, engaging, powerful, unforgettable. My name is Spider Turner, and you can hear my music right here on the BBS.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth.
And hi, this is Amy Toy, your host of Angel Answers. Welcome back from the break. Like I said, I am going to be taking calls. The phone number is 1-888-627-6008. And out in international callers outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530-413-4522. Like I said, my angels are ready to talk with you. And if you want to have a private reading with me or reach me, you know, with any suggestions about future shows or guests or anything, I was approached by that author, which was, I thought, interesting. You know, you can kind of scope my website out at angelanswers11.com or email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. You can reach me, like I said, I have a Facebook page, Angel Answers with Amy, or Twitter at angelanswers11. And then I have a blog page too, angelanswers11.wordpress.com. So you can find me somewhere. You will find me anywhere on the internet. Like I said, we have some lessons learned from negativity. I believe the last couple of years, for me personally, was negativity was kind of purged out of my life. There were people, places, and things that were kind of eliminated from me personally. And when you have, you can eliminate the negativity. People think, when we are externally aware people, which means externally we allow other outside forces outside of ourselves to control us, then we have issues. It's when we become internally realized. Abraham Maslow, I believe it was, talked about the self-actualized person. And that was a profound, when I was in college, I learned about self-actualization. I believe that we create our own happiness and our own world and our own perception. And like I said, this year it was a lot of lessons learned. And it was pretty sad that there was lessons learned. And there was a lot of people in my life that I chose to, cast aside, but maybe that's the word, or kind of remove myself from, because I was realizing different things. It's amazing. I had a new spirit guide that came forward. He's an ascended master. His name is Jeremiel, not Jeremy, Jeremiel. He means I-E-L. It means of God, and that's when you have the archangels have Gabriel, Chamuel, the Uels is of God at the end of their names, and Jeremiel is not an angel. He is an ascended man. He's laughing because he's saying, "No, I'm not." He's a speaker of truth. He's a really cool guide. We've been working together the past year. So this guide came in. He really started. I'm clairaudient, so I could hear him. Sybil, where I hear spirit, voices or have 19 personalities. But I hear this guy, and he's British, and he's got this strong British accent. So sometimes it'll come in the reading, and I'll sound like Noggin and Chap and, Cheerio, and I'm like, who the heck is that? It's Jeremy. So anyway, this guy came in. He came in, like I said, about a year ago, maybe the end part of 2010. We actually had moved in and bought a house, and he started coming through slowly. So anyway, last year, I was on the phone with a former business associate. She was like a maternal figure to me. She kind of helped me through a lot of stuff, and I'm grateful for that. But he had told me when I was on the phone with her, I used to talk with her quite a bit, and he said, you're going to be distancing yourself from this person because of the negativity. And I'm like, I thought to myself, Jeremy, you're crazy, I love this person. She's like a maternal mother. She's like everything to me. But as she had brought me on board on different projects, and we had worked on a lot of things together. So I was surprised to hear that from my guide. Well, it happened. The relationship started taking a downward turn. It started becoming unhealthy for both of us. And when that happened, I couldn't be, maybe I got negative for her too. I don't know. Everybody's got their own perception. I believe that everybody has a movie screen and whatever. We're watching the movie, maybe a different perception of, we're characters in the movie. And we're all playing out parts in this world and in the earth plane. Like I said, we come down here to learn lessons. And sometimes what will happen is we'll be playing out different parts of a movie. a lesson will come to us in different ways. Maybe we're learning, let's say, like I said, my lifelong lesson is anger. Well, I'll be different people, but same circumstances here. Hello, same script, different characters coming around, but it's all the same lesson. So anyway, sometimes what we're watching on the big screen, the movie of our lives, when we do, I think I'm going to try to get someone to do a near-death experience. I want to interview an author that I haven't, I'm still trying to hear back, like I said, from different people. And how you do a life review when you go to the other side. Now, I've been to the other side twice, and I've seen, you know, the life review. And it's interesting because the life review is different for everyone. So my life lesson when I came the second time around, when I reopened my gifts, I felt I wasn't honoring myself. And maybe that's, people say that's selfish, but when you're putting people above yourself, and not putting yourself and honoring yourself, because love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you love yourself, why are you letting somebody else treat you that way? So that's another topic. But anyway, I used to talk to it with this maternal figure, and she is a wonderful lady, very loving, very caring. But a couple of years ago, another friend of mine had pointed out that the relationship was becoming a little unhealthy. And at the time, you don't want to look at those things because you're not ready for the lesson to kind of play itself out yet. So when Jeremy came through and said, this person, you know, you got different visions, different ideals, different whatever. She does this a certain way, I do a certain way. We both, you know, have different ways of looking at things. You kind of come into a place where you have to either work with the relationship, which I tried, and I'm sure she did too. It was at a point where it was time to kind of break off from projects and so on. So when I did that, I noticed that I wasn't as negative. You know, like I said, we're all like sponges. Like I said, this person maybe is a realist, you know. And I'd been accused that I put my head in the sand like an ostrich. But in reality, I don't want to, if I want negativity, I can go out there and find it. I don't want it in my world. I don't want it there. And I think it's a choice. What you choose to put in your mind is what you're going to kind of put forth. And thoughts are like projections on a screen. You go to a movie theater and get that movie projector in the back and it's projecting onto a big screen from behind you. And that's kind of how thoughts are. Thoughts go out there. And they're like movie projectors on the screen. And whatever you're kind of thinking in your head is the movie projector projecting out and going onto that screen. So when we have those kind of people in our lives, who we love, and sometimes it's just kind of, you didn't go apart for a while, and you have to do your own thing. And that's what I've come to, I think. It's working with different people, meeting new people, because the lessons, maybe this person and I had learned the lessons we were meant to learn, and we had to move on from it. And even though it was a painful lesson and decision to remove myself from that situation, I had to do it because you have a spirit guide that when you really tune and hone your gifts, and depending on how we're all psychic on one level or another, it's almost like when you're hearing from your spirit guide. Now, this guide's pretty strong. He's an ascended master. Ascended masters are sometimes spirits that haven't reincarnated, or they're, you know, like Jesus was an ascended master, Buddha, Confucius. I believe Lasu was a ascended master. I'm not too sure about that, but that's the message I'm getting from Jeremy. Yes, he was. You get these messages, and they're pretty strong, and they're vibrationally, they're very strong. So I kept hearing throughout, you know, late spring, early summer, go on your own, go on your own, go on your own. Okay, Jeremy. You know, you get these messages. Until you get it, the lesson's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. So with this person I'm telling you about, the lesson got tougher and tougher and tougher. I came up a lot against obstacles. Everything that I felt I was trying to do, you know, obstacle. So I was distancing myself slowly, slowly, slowly. So you really have to be more self-aware on that level about where you're going and what you're doing. And sometimes it's a lesson for you. My lesson was in a way, I had done a lot of soul growth, and I couldn't take negativity or that vibration. And Wayne Dyer talks about, now you'll hear me quote Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson, All those authors, Louise Hay, I love her too, Cheryl Richardson. You know, these different, you know, their techniques is what I'm going to pass on to you. And some of my own techniques. Different things will come to me, and I will share them with you, and I would love for you to share with me, you know, things with me. And, you know, we can share from each other, teach from each other. So anyway, when you become self-aware and when you have to remove yourself, you know, people, when your vibrational frequency changes, you know, we're all like walking vibrations. We are. We're like radio frequencies. Sometimes the frequency's lower, sometimes the frequency's higher, sometimes it's medium. If people are not in our vibration, they're either going to fall away or they're going to have to go rise to the occasion. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes your vibration goes up, it goes down, it goes around, it goes sideways, backwards, whatever. And when that happens, it's self-awareness and self-acceptance. There's nothing wrong with you or the other party. It's just sometimes your lessons together are learned and you have to move on from it. So that's what happens. And that's one example. Another one is when you have someone in your life who's drama, drama, drama. You know, I used to thrive on drama and chaos. I loved it. It was an addiction in itself for me. And when that happens, you don't want to go there anymore. And your soul growth is, your vibration has to get, I don't know if it's, you have to tone it down. I personally love my peace and serenity and who I am. I have grown a lot. I've become self-aware enough. I love where I am right now. And I want to continue on this path I'm on. And I'm honored that I'm being shown the way of the path that I'm honoring now. I don't want to have that disrupted. And as you become more intuitive and more sensitive, I think sometimes your vibrations can't handle certain things. And you know right away where people are in their lives, addicted, unaddicted, overweight, underweight, whatever it is, personal, financial crisis, wealth, whatever it is, abundance, prosperity, wherever they are in their life, you pick up on that too. And drama is something that you may have a friend that calls you up and everything is woe is me. Look at me. No, nothing's working for me. Nothing is this. Nothing is that. That's a negative vibration. Because, like I said, with self-actualized people or internal, they feel it's they are responsible when the person is blaming everybody else around them. That's not a good thing. And your vibration is going to pick up on that. So really become more, this is more of a show to make you aware of some of the things that are out there. It's not blaming or criticizing or belittling anyone. People are in their own space and you honor that. We're here to work together and walk with along each other, not take over the path, but walk along each other. And sometimes I'm guilty of that too. I'm a control freak by nature. I try not to do that, but sometimes I do. So when somebody is drama-filled or their life is like, woe is me, that brings you down. It brings your vibration down, or you're around depressed people. It brings you down, your vibration, or you allow it to bring you down, because your vibration also can lift them up. It's up to you how you're going to perceive this. It's not a matter of what it is or what it isn't. It's where you want to be in your life. Do you want to be around people that are the blame game, or do you want to be around people that are going to uplift you, or you want to uplift them? You know, your vibration, if you're at a higher vibration or a self-awareness growth, you're going to bring them up a little bit. You know, you're going to compensate for that. I think Greg Braden talks about that in one of his books, about the, you know, raising your consciousness and, you know, spirit consciousness. And he's got the scale, and I'm not going to go into it. But if you allow people to lower you, you are in control of it, not, like I told you in previous shows, you are the common denominator. Nobody else is with it. So if you're in the blame game and you're angry and you're blaming other people and you're not taking responsibility for what you need to, that's on you, not anybody else. So with that, so it's up to you how you want to perceive people. So it's who you associate with. If you're associating with gossipers, people who are belittling others, that's also a negative. I'm guilty of that in the past, you know, because of myself, you know, my low self-esteem. Because it comes down to how you perceive yourself. It's about low self-esteem. if you're not happy within yourself, of course you're going to blame, you know, kind of say, oh, you know, look at Sue over there. Isn't she? Thinks she's hot stuff. Or look at Marie over there. She thinks she's got that. Look at the nice car. Who she thinks she is. And what we don't realize is that we can create the lives we want. And if we're surrounded by negativity, and if you are allowing some others to influence you in a negative way, that is not the way to go. It's what we put into our minds. And what, like I said, what kind of thoughts. And maybe we want to change something so that negativity is around us. Now, another thing that I personally screen what I watch on TV, what kind of music I listen to. You know, I love smooth jazz, contemporary smooth jazz. That's just me. I love, Najee and Brian Culberson and all those guys because they put my vibration, they kind of mellow me out after a day. But if I'm listening to, you know, the old country music, you know, that where the guy shot his wife and ran off with his dog or whatever it is, or lost his job and drank a six-pack or whatever they do. And, you know, there's a joke that if you play it backwards, you know, you get a positive song out of the country song. What's the old country? My dad used to listen to that stuff. I'm like, damn, why? No wonder you're drinking beer. I would, too. I'd take up serious, you know, I would take up just some drinking after listening to that stuff. It's what you're listening to. Kind of music. In the past year, I used to love shows, Criminal Minds. I love that show. I used to love it. But I would have these nightmares, you know, if I watched it Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, I'd have these nightmares of serial killers coming after me and butchering me or something. So it's what you're putting into your mind. How are you starting your day? How are you starting your day? You know, my fiancé has the habit of putting the news on. I don't like the news. Like I said, if I want to go out and look at the news, I'll watch it. I mean, there's this negativity about the news. I'm starting my day off with, you know, Iran, killing people and everything, or Iran with their nuclear arms, and North Korea. First of all, there's nothing I can do about that. On a personal level, I can't do anything about what's on the news. Second of all, all you can do is pray for these people. Or if you want to start an organization or something, but whatever you personally want to do, if that's your conviction, if that's your dharma or that's your path, that's cool. But if you're starting your day watching the news, and, you know, I live near a city that is not the greatest city. I don't go into it that often, but when I do, you know, someone is shot up here, drug busts here, and you're just like, oh, cities, like, how far away from me? And so I choose not to watch the news. I choose to start my day in a positive manner, or I try to. I'm not a morning person, first of all, so you're not going to catch me smiling in the morning. But what happens is, you know, the news kind of puts you down. You feel depressed. So how really become self-aware. How do you feel when you're watching certain TV programs? How do you feel listening to music? How do you feel around certain people's circumstances? How do you feel? If you're feeling drained and energetically, that's your cue that you need to back off from that. Like I said, I don't watch the news. I just kind of, sometimes I listen to smooth jazz. Sometimes I'll just go on healyourlife.com. They have some great affirmations, articles. Louise Hay started that, and she has different affirmations for the day. Wayne Dyer, Marion Williamson, affirmations. They're a great way to start the day, you know? I love and approve of myself. Louise Hay, she started that one. How does that make your vibration feel when you say those affirmations? They're a wonderful way to start your day, and they help you kind of lift your vibration or lift your mood. And that's what we want to do here. We don't want to go around and, oh, who is me? You know, or, good God, morning. Ugh. You know, and that's me, and I'm very conscious of that. I am not a morning person. But when I started to look at how I was starting my day or ending my day or whatever, putting more you are the one who creates the positivity in your life, not a negativity. And when that happens, you want to notice how you're feeling about things, not what other people are feeling about it, but what you're feeling about things. And that's where you want to be. It's not about, you know, where who this one is or that one is. It's where you want to be. And that's what's important. And I really feel that, you know, if you grew up in a this negativity lesson, purging, I call it, starts way back when. I was very fortunate to grow up with my grandmother, my mom's mom, who would always tell me to focus on the positive and eliminate the negative. And, yeah, I believe that's what the saying is. She would tell me that. She goes, it starts with you, your mind. If you have a positive attitude, then you're going to do well. And she was correct. She lived to be 84 going on 85. I mean, the woman was phenomenal. She had a good attitude. She had hardly any ailments. I mean, she had a wonderful outlook on life. And yeah, sometimes she could get a little negative, but everybody does. Everybody has a bad day here and there. I'm not saying we should all walk around like Pollyannas and say, oh, this is a beautiful day out when there's a, you know. I'm not saying that, but, you know, fake it till you make it. That's an old saying, too. Fake it till you make it. So focus on the positive and eliminate the negative. So focusing on the positive parts of your life, that's where gratitude comes in. We had a show on gratitude in November. Really focusing on what you want out of life. I started myself with my grandmother, who was an awesome mentor. I still miss her. She passed away in 99. She was a very, very inspirational lady. And she directed me towards Norman Vincent Peale. That's an old author. He lived to be himself, I think, close to 100, if I'm not mistaken. He wrote the book, A Power of Positive Thinking. He was a minister who used the Bible. Now, I'm not, like I said, a Bible person. I'm not really into that. I believe in the Bible. But as you grow as a spiritual being, you know, it doesn't really go there with me. But you can look at Norman Vincent Peale's works. He's really cool. He started Guideposts magazine, which I still get once in a while. I love that magazine. It's very inspirational. He lived to be 95. I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. And he was an awesome guy. He wrote The Power of Positive Thinking. He wrote The Tough-Minded Optimist. He wrote something about positive visualization. Something about that. And he wrote so many books, but he was a really great guy to look. That's where I started. So I started, you know, reading these books and reading these messages, and he was an awesome guy and an inspiration. And then it started my journey on doing that. And people realize that when you're more positive and have a better outlook, you have better health and you have better things. And I mean, another guy is Dr. Ernest Holmes. He's the founder of the religious science movement, and he was a mentor to Vincent Peale as well. And I believe Louise Hay also it's positive imaging. That's right. That's, you know, positive visualization. So I really feel that, you know, it's we who determine that, not anybody else, if we are self-actualized people. And it takes a while sometimes to get over that and do that. Well, our time is almost coming to an end this afternoon. It was wonderful to share this hour with you. And like I said, I created the show to be positive and uplifting for everyone involved. The show's not to tear down, but to show that the angels are with us today. And I'm going to leave you with an angel message for the audience. Let's see what the thought of the week is. And that's listening. Oh, that's a good one. And that's for all of us. Maybe today that's what we needed to do, is listening. Listen to our angels. Listen to who we are. Really check in to who you are as a person. And the angels will guide you, and they will protect you. And the angels are around us all the time waiting for us. So if we need that parking space, it's okay to say, angels, give me a closer parking space. I've done that, especially in this area, because it is cold. So if you would like to find me for a personal reading, I'm in angelanswers11.com, or you can email me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. I wish you angel blessings, and I'll see you. I'll talk to you in a few weeks. Take care. Bye-bye.